Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Dr. Carly Castleman, owner of St. Clair Tooth Co. As a Grosse Pointe native, Dr. Castleman started her practice in 2018 and brings a modern and fresh approach to dentistry. Let's dive in and learn more about her practice and what makes St. Clair Tooth Co. stand out in this community. Welcome, Dr. Castleman. We appreciate you joining us today here on the GP Chamber Chats. So let's dive in. Tell us about yourself and the history behind St. Clair Tooth Co.
Thanks so much for having me. So I am originally from Grosse Pointe and so moved here from Detroit again after getting married and decided to start my own practice from scratch. I worked for someone else after dental school and wanted to do my own thing and do something a little outside the box. So I started St. Clair Tooth Co. in 2018 in December, and it's been so much fun. We've gotten going and doing our dentistry and just kind of running a business and having fun. So
awesome. So yeah. In terms of what you offer as a dentist, what services do you offer your clients and patients?
I'm a general dentist. So a bit of everything, but I'm kind of a learning junkie, and I like to do a lot of different classes and different things. So beyond that, I do some clear aligner therapy. So Invisalign is an example of that everyone has heard. And I treat sleep apnea with oral appliances. So that's another specialty procedure that we really like to do. And I try to keep as much in-house as possible, just because people don't like to have to run around town trying to get specialty procedures done. So mm-hmm. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. And I mean, your building is big and blue and bright, and I always see it when I'm driving by. And I know, especially I visited your office before, and it's very modern, very updated. And I know that the look and feel of it was really important to you when putting it together. So what, you know, tell us about how you have worked on making it an inviting, modern, comfortable space, because a lot of us get weird about having to go to the dentist, right?
Totally, totally. So my inspiration was sort of a cool coffee shop vibe. I really, when I was choosing everything, I wanted it to be as least dental as possible. So like you said, blue exterior, making it stand out a little bit. And then when you walk in, the first thing you see is an art piece under the front desk that my dad and I built together. And so not only the vibe, but also a lot of myself and my family went into it too. And then next to that, there's another bench with a live edge piece of wood that my dad built that was reclaimed from Detroit. And above that, there's a artwork from a local artist, Leanna Doe. Give her a shout out because she does beautiful work. And so I've chosen every single thing to be what I wanted and cozy and inviting. And like I said, that coffee shop vibe, so that you don't feel like you're going into somewhere stuffy and uncomfortable. You feel like you're going to see your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of, that was the goal. And I feel like we've really achieved it. So thank you for noticing that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when people are coming to you and they're looking to improve their smile, what are some of your go-to suggestions that you start with of helping people get to that point?
That's a really good question, because and I'm going to give you a semi-cheesy sounding answer, but a healthy smile is actually a beautiful smile. And mm-hmm. So of course, everything starts with a good foundation of oral health. Brushing and flossing, the basics, the building blocks, like start right there. But the other thing that if you say, I want a Hollywood smile, what's the first thing I can do? And a lot of times it's orthodontics. So either clear aligners or traditional braces, because if your bite is healthy, everything looks better. Mm-hmm. So that's, if somebody says that to me, it's first of all, is your bite healthy? Because it just looks like your teeth are in the right place in your head and in your face, and you feel confident smiling with a healthy bite. And then sometimes that's all it takes. So that's, it's health. It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And crowded teeth are difficult to keep clean. So they become unhealthy. So it's just, it seems so simple, but it really is.
Yeah. So you've been there since 2018, and with HIPAA and all that, I don't need you to dive into names, but what are some memorable experiences or, you know, memories that you've had already that have really made running this business here in this area so worthwhile for you?
It's so much fun to look back and see, old, new stories of how I have connected with patients. But this year, I started seeing a guy and for his sleep apnea. So he was referred to me by his sleep doctor. I gave him a sleep appliance. And then a couple months later, his wife came in and said that they're finally sleeping in the same bed again because his snoring is gone. And that's a common story. This was just this year, but I mean, I hear it all the time, like finally people getting back sleeping in the same bed again with their spouse just because the snoring is gone. So that's huge. And that he sent his wife in, his sister-in-law, his nieces. I mean, it's so cool because you actually legitimately change someone's life, and you don't often get to say that in any profession. So
yeah, that's amazing.
That was really cool.
So you are a Grosse Pointe resident and your business operates right in the edge of Grosse Pointe, St. Clair Shores. You're all over here on the east side. What do you love most about being a part of this Grosse Pointe community as a small business owner?
It's been so much fun practicing where I live. And I didn't know what I like seeing my patients at the grocery store, but I do because you know them on a personal level. So you're really invested in somebody you see at the grocery store. You want to make sure that they have a good experience with you and that they tell their friends about you. So that's been really, really cool. And my sort of mission is spreading joy. And that's how I practice, how I live my life. Like, I want to spread joy, and why not do it right where you live? And so that's been, for me, really, really rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Just making dentistry more joyful, and people see that, and it's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so how can people learn more about St. Clair Tooth Co., make an appointment, or, you know, stop by?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. So Instagram has been really big for us, so please check out our page. It's fun, and I sort of share more about our personalities on there. But our website, you can make an appointment, especially if you're a new patient. It's really easy, stclairtoothco.com. Calling us, 586-404-4911. I'll just drop it here. But I think the website is the easiest, and you don't even have to call us if you decide, I just don't want to pick up the phone. And you can also, people message me on Instagram too with questions, and I'm happy to answer anything. And Facebook, of course, but Instagram seems to be the favorite these days.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Castleman. We appreciate you joining us, and we will provide those links below so people can make an appointment.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.